this episode of Report This Post.
Hello to all of our beautiful and handsome patrons. Welcome to the latest bonus episode of Report This Post. My name is Geiger. That is Christian.
Word up.
And we are your hosts with the posts. Welcome back to a Trivial Hirsuit. We are going to do some quizzing. Now, the last couple of quizzes we had were a lot of fun, right?
We had Santa Claus. We had Kwanzaa. We had Anne Frank's diary excerpts.
I don't know if we did that one necessarily, but hey, right around the corner, I'm sure that'll pop up.
Those guys seem to be in the news a lot. So,
well, they seem to be popping out of tunnels like they're fucking groundhogs.
That's so cool, dude. What a weird thing.
That will help all sorts of great conspiracy theories.
Yeah, like how are you supposed to be like, yeah, Jews are pouring out of the sewers like rats and not sound like just the world's biggest anti-Semite, but whatever.
Yeah, but but it's not surprising up there in New York City. They have all sorts of fun characters up there, don't they?
Sure, yeah. The Ninja Turtles, the Fantastic Four. That's Spider-Man. There you go. That's the big
Moisha.
Three.
Moisha.
A Ninja Turtle named Moisha. Oi. Pizza again. Oi. Bay.
Well, with the pizza, we can't have anything else. Just always gotta be pizza. I like pizza.
Ah, but what about a nice piece of fish, huh?
We're in the sewer. There's got to be a lot of things that just come our way. We don't got to pay for pizza all the time.
We don't have to
just eat some of the food that comes down
that's,
here.
That's the thing that he's worried about. He's worried about paying for it. Yeah, okay. Moisha the Turtle is worried about paying for the pizza.
I mean,
yeah,
it's not that far-fetched. So, well, we're not going to talk about the Moishas of the world. This week's quiz. Instead, we're talking about another great American hero, as it is that time of the year where we celebrate the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who is one of the greatest Americans and perhaps one of the most heroic figures in history. His pioneering work as head of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference and the March on Washington helped cement him in the history of the civil rights movement, forever changing the face of American society. But do you know the man behind the myth? The history behind the legend, whether you are a devotee of Dr. King, or want to dive into his storied life to commemorate his ongoing legacy, these MLK trivia questions and answers are the perfect place to start. So, Christian.
Yeah.
I have 24 questions here for you about the great doctor, Mr. Dr. King himself.
Yes.
Do you think you are ready to answer?
You know what?
This week's Trivial Pursuit.
I don't know if I've ever been less ready for anything, but let's go ahead and just dive in and see where we get to.
His birthday is coming up. Okay. He celebrated on Monday, I believe.
Okay. Now, is that going to be a question? Because
it actually might, but I haven't actually looked at these questions. It's always a big deal as a kid because every couple of years, his Martin Luther King Day would fall on my birthday. Which is just a couple days later, and I always got to. That was my main appreciation of the great doctor. Well, sometimes I would get a day off from school. But we're not going to talk about my birthday. We're going to talk about Dr. King's and everything else that happened in his freaking life. So why don't we go ahead and read some damn trivia questions here, and you can give an answer. These are all multiple choice.
Okay.
Looks to be four answers possible. So this should make it pretty easy. You ready?
I'm good to go. Let's do it.
Which writer / journalist left her estate to Martin Luther King Jr. upon her death in 1967? Sylvia Plath, Ayn Rand, Dorothy Parker, or Hedda Hopper?
Wait. Well, I recognize two of those names. So that's a start.
Okay. That is half of a start, sir.
That's half of a start. I don't think Ayn Rand is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as the states go, I'm not thinking that Sylvia Plath had a whole lot of stuff to leave behind. So those are the two broads that I know in that list. What were the what were Dorothy Parker, was that? I've heard of that name before. I've heard both those names before, and I think I've heard them in succession like that. So I'm going to say my answer is going to be Dorothy Parker for this one.
Way to go. That's what it says.
It's whoop whoop.
Well,
Raised the roof.
okay. Yeah, no further information about that.
Okay, great.
But it just says way to go. So you got that right. You got that right. All right, you ready for question two?
Yes, please.
Where did Martin Luther King Jr. meet Coretta Scott? And we have four answers here. Atlanta, Boston, Paris, or Washington, D.C.
Now, I'm gonna say Atlanta would be my guess based upon like Selma and the whole walking thing. So that's I'm gonna lock that in, Regis, and say
Okay.
Atlanta.
Atlanta's not in Selma or
Oh,
vice versa.
I know they're not
Okay.
in
You're
each other.
just specifically the South is what you're referring to.
Yeah, yeah, that's yep, that's what I meant.
X.
Oh,
That
okay.
means wrong. Soldier on. The correct answer is Boston.
Boston. They let a black guy in Boston back then?
Well, they didn't let him in there. They just happened to meet there. I would have picked Paris because those people like to be in Paris
Because of
from the music I've
the
heard recently.
guy getting to Kanye after he comes out as like a crazy anti-Jew guy. And you're like, actually, you know what? I like this guy now.
Yeah. So probably, yeah, they met in Boston. I'm sure that means there's some story there, but this trivia thing ain't gonna fucking tell me. Just says, yep, it's Boston. Cool.
Yep, that's right, boss.
Yes, boss. Yes, boss. Well, the MLK book Stride Toward Freedom is an account of what historical event?
The walk on Selma.
The Walk on Selma. Okay. Now, what if that's not one of the answers that's on the multiple choice? What do you do about that?
I'll hear the answers.
March on Washington, Vietnam War, Civil War, Montgomery bus boycott.
The Montgomery Gentry bus boycott. It's March on Washington.
Better luck next time. The
What?
correct answer is Montgomery bus boycott.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
Isn't that the whole Rosa Parks bullshit?
I
Is
don't,
that
buddy. I
that?
wasn't around.
Wasn't around, and if I was, I wouldn't have cared then.
I would have been too busy reading comic books. So,
Yep, it's like I'm more curious about what's going on with Archie. What's the bullshit he's has? Archie has to deal with enough bullshit. I got to worry about Montgomery. You kidding me? Jugheads all over the fucking place. All right, so how many acres does the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial in D.C. cover? Seven, one, four, or 25?
That's interesting. Okay. One seems rude.
Once you hear
25.
the other number, sure, yeah.
25 seems a little extreme.
Little too much, honestly. I don't think he's earned that.
So we got four, and what was the other option?
Seven.
Seven. You know what? Let's just luck of the draw. Let's say it's 7 acres on that piece of property.
Lucky number 11. Let's see.
Jesus Christ.
Oops. The correct answer is four.
Or oh, they really undercut the guy, huh? That's a shame.
Yeah, he could have had 25,
Could have had 25.
supposedly, according to this multiple choice, threw that number out there completely out of nowhere. Well, cool. So, you're doing pretty rough right now. We're
Sure am.
four in, you've gotten one, which was the Dorothy Parker one, if you recall correctly. So,
The first one, yeah, that's right.
yeah, three in a row you've missed. That's fine. So here's number five. Why was the I Have a Dream speech in Washington, D.C. almost never clearly heard? King was sick. Sound system sabotaged. King was late, or King was in jail.
I think I do know this one. He was in jail,
Okay.
I believe.
Let's see if you're right. Oh dear, try another one.
Okay.
The correct answer is sound system sabotaged.
Who could have done that?
I was going to say he was late just because, you know.
Oh.
I mean, hey, it happens
Yeah,
to certain folks.
his aide said, "Just pretend you're in a movie theater, sir."
Okay. I had a dream. Shut up. Trying to watch. Oh, I guess it's you. Trying to watch you.
Can you still please shut up?
Can't hear the guy. Oh boy. Imagine the after party after that thing. That must have been a good time, right?
I assume so.
Really, hooting and hollering.
Okay.
So anyway, you missed four in a row.
Yeah, I'm not doing so good tonight.
Here's number six. Complete the MLK quote. Our lives begin to end the day we became silent about things that scream, die, matter, or mean something.
I'm gonna say matter, but I'm
Matter.
also gonna be wrong.
That's true. You could be wrong. Hey, good job. You got it right.
Okay, so by via context clues, I was able to get that.
You ended the disgraceful streak of five in a row, four in a row. Whatever. Hey, what is the name of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s firstborn child? Yolanda, Christine, Lucy, or Linda?
Boy, that's a I don't know. Let's say Christine, like the car.
That's how he was inspired, of course, was Stephen King's wonderful novel, Christine. Unfortunately, no, it was Yolanda.
Oh, well.
It
Thought that was
works.
a little too on the nose, but I guess I
What and how do you mean that exactly?
Yeah.
I think saying name it after a big old car is pretty on the nose, too. With a 18 inch wheels. All right. So you're doing pretty rough here, but we're going to move on to number eight. Whose peaceful teachings were a major influence on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.? We have Henry David Thoreau, Thomas Jefferson, George Washington Carver, or Mark Twain.
Whose peaceful teachings. All right, the person I thought it was going to be is not on the list, so that's a good sign.
David Duke.
You know what? Let's go with Henry David Thoreau. That
Hey,
seems
let's
like
see what happens when we click that button. Oh, you got a 100. Perfect.
what.
You got it right. That's what the site gave me, so.
And it had it spelled out like that. Yes, cool.
Hey, here's number nine. Complete the MLK quote. Jesus gave me the message. Gandhi showed me the. You can just say it.
Way.
Ooh, better luck next time. It's method. I probably should have actually given you. You still would have said way, but I.
And see, that's who I thought that the other answer, I thought it was going to be Gandhi, so.
Okay. It does make sense that. It is weird that he was like, "Who's peaceful teachings?" And then someone else, and then the next thing is, but Gandhi's the one who actually showed me how to do this stuff. So it seems like he had more than one guy that he liked. It wasn't the one guy. Well, here's another MLK quote you should be able to complete. Number 10, faith is taking the first step, even when you don't see the whole
staircase.
Correct. It is staircase. Not bad. You did it. Now, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who we've been talking about for most of this episode, he was shot and killed at what Tennessee motel? Dahlia, Lorraine, Lozita, Torianne.
Why? I didn't know they named the hotel. What? Give me again.
The motel. Dahlia, Lorraine, Lozita, Torianne.
Lorraine. Sure.
Hey, hooray.
No,
that's what it says.
Hey, hooray. Yeah, you're right about where the guy got freaking shot at.
Hooray, he was killed there.
The CIA assassinated him.
I think he just had a heart attack at the exact same time that a bullet entered his body.
JFK's head just did that.
Hey, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. finished high school at what age? 16, 15, 17, 18.
So he finished either early or on time. So I feel like you should be saying that he finished early. So I'm going to say 16.
Whoops, the correct answer is 15.
Oh, wow. Even earlier. What a
smart
king.
Fellow. It'd be really sad if it was 18, and that's one of the trivia questions. It's like, oh, just so normal
just
age.
Like the
Okay.
rest of, just like one half of the podcast hosts of this episode.
Well, you know what? It makes him even more relatable if he did that. Instead, he's one of these hoity-toity guys that fucking graduated high school. Fucking privileged motherfucker. Hey, here's another MLK quote I would like for you to complete. In the end, we will remember not the words of our enemies, but their deeds, the repercussions of their meanings, the silence of our friends, or their actions.
Their actions.
Let's see if that's right. Oops. The correct answer is the silence of our friends.
Yeah, I guess that makes more sense. So that would probably.
We'll not remember the words of our enemies, but the silence of our friends.
Yeah, I guess that. Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah, I see where I messed that one up.
Old guilt trippy king himself. Give me a break, Martin. I am trying to do my thing, go to work.
You can't.
Start couldn't do your little rally over
you
there.
Can't do the Martin Lawrence theme. Damn it.
Sorry, I couldn't join you in a shenane on your little march you were doing.
Okay, all right.
And who was that little guy that didn't look like a little
Tommy Davidson?
All right, which is a book written by Martin Luther King Jr.? We have Why We Can't Wait, To Love, Strength to Forgive, and Stride for Freedom.
Oh, well, I think that Stride for Freedom.
It's a good name. But better luck next time. It's actually name. Why We Can't Wait.
Name, but completely wrong.
Well, it wasn't a million man stride. It was a march. So it was March for Freedom. I would get why you would say that. But hey, which boycott led by Dr. King lasted 385 days? We have the Montgomery bus boycott, the Harlem housing boycott, the Selma lunch counter boycott, or the Birmingham school boycott.
There's so many good answers here.
So many good
the lunch counter.
Lunch counter from Selma?
Yeah.
Selma, Alabama?
Yeah, that's it.
Let's see if you're right. Oh dear, try another one. The correct answer is Montgomery bus.
See, we already got that one. I didn't want to do it again.
Yeah, but to me, that would be a reason why you should have said it, because we already talked about
it. Well, you know. To each their own.
He didn't do that many fucking bullet boycotts. He got one big one.
To each their own and to
Otherwise, it
eat
was
their own.
fucking lazy.
All right.
Complete this MLK quote. Got a lot of these fucking things. Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. Okay. Let's see what you said. Good job. It was that or throughout, for all, or for us. Gotta say, it doesn't seem worthy of a trivia question. Just gonna be honest with you. Hey, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. received his PhD in 1955 at which university? Alabama, Boston, Florida, or Georgia?
Okay, so I'm going to take some context clues here, and I'm going to
All
say
right.
Boston.
Boston University. We're about to find out here. Bullseye. You got it right.
That's what his assassin
Yeah,
said.
it says bullseye. It says you fucking shot that target right in the heart in a seedy motel in Tennessee. Cool. And here's number 18. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. received his BA from Morehouse College in what? Psychology, biology, political science, sociology.
Interesting. I'm going to say political science.
Yeah. Let's see if you're right. Oops-a-daisy. The correct answer is sociology.
He was going to be a social worker.
Political science would be interesting. It'd be weird to take a class that one day you're going to be a major part of every single school's curriculum.
I guess that's true. I mean, isn't that like what most like scientists though? Famous scientists, they took science classes.
No.
Nope, they just made it up as they went along.
That just doesn't happen. That's
That
right.
it.
Oops-a-daisy, you got that one wrong, Christian. That was the bonus question. Where do scientists go in college to science? That's incorrect. Sorry. But we are on to question number 19 in our wonderful Martin Luther King Jr. trivia. What is the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial in Washington made from? We have limestone, marble, bronze, or white granite.
Bronze.
Bronze, let's see. Better luck next time. The correct answer, ironically, is white granite. They really fucked that one up, I gotta
Oh, you
say.
know what? I'm thinking of the one, I guess it's not in DC, the more recent one where it's like two hands shaking. But at like certain angles, it looks like a sex scene. Do you know which one I'm talking about?
What? Excuse me?
Yeah, hold on. Let me find it.
Yeah, I can't picture. Okay, let me Google MLK bronze sex statue. Oh, yes, there it is. Yep. Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah, that is.
It's.
Coretta Scott King's cousin says MLK statue, the embrace, looks like a penis.
This looks like it from different angles. It looks like somebody holding up like an ass or something. That's
You know, a year ago.
incredible.
That's very funny. It's a stump that looks like a penis. That's a joke, says the cousin. The mainstream media was reporting it like it was beautiful because they were told they had to say that. But then when it came out, a little boy pointed out, that's a penis. Everyone was like, yo, that's a big old dong, man. That's
Yo.
from MLK's cousin.
Yo, man, that's a big old dong.
Ah. Right. Yep, that is truly that. But yeah, white granite, how funny is it? Makes you think, doesn't it? Hey, the King Center maintains an exhibit at what airport? Hartsfield-Jackson, Atlanta, Ronald Reagan, LaGuardia, or Miami?
Jackson.
Hartsfield-Jackson?
Yes.
Atlanta?
Yeah.
Bravo. You got it
Okay.
right.
Thank God. Finally.
Finish the title of the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. book, Why We Can't. Finish, unite, wait, or go.
Why we can't wait.
Why we can't wait. That's the correct answer. Here's to you with a little cheers emoji. That's what this website says. Number 22, who first introduced legislation for the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday in the United States? Ted Kennedy, John Kerry, John Conyers, or Jesse Jackson?
I'm gonna say Ted Kennedy.
Ted Kennedy, the old
The
booze
old
bag himself.
booze bag, drive into a crash his car, kill a woman. Yeah.
Well, that was never proven. It was actually John Conyers.
I don't know who that is.
John Conyers sent me back in time
That's
looking
right.
for Sarah Conyers.
The lead of the resistance, that's right.
Came back in time to kill the other elite of a resistance, unfortunately. But then he made it up for by getting a holiday named after him. That's sweet of him.
And we don't get mail, so is it really all that bad, I guess?
So thanks a lot, John. Number 23, how many times did Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. find himself behind bars for his brave stand for civil rights? 10 times, 15 times, 24 times, or 29 times?
Wow. Okay, so 10, 24 times.
24 times? Oh dear.
Oh, dear.
Try another one. The correct answer is 29 times.
Damn, he guy loved getting locked up.
Well, that sounds right. Great. So that was the number 23. We have one more one for you guys, number 24. When do we celebrate Martin Luther King Jr. Day? The first Monday of January, second Tuesday of January, third Monday of January, or last Friday of January?
Interesting. Now, I believe it is the third Monday in January, in this case.
Well, we're about to find out once I find it. Correct. You got it. One, two, three, four, five, six, nine, 10. You got 10 of 24 questions, right, Christian? And of course, that math works out to, as we all know, when I do the math easily in my head, you got we do that quick math, you got 42% correct.
Great.
Well, congratulations and a happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day to all who celebrate this great American icon. Who graduated when he was 15, went to school in Boston. Oh, he's a real Boston guy. You think he had an accent?
No, I didn't. I know he had an accent. He didn't have that accent, though. No.
He had a dream.
Yeah,
Like,
I got a
honestly,
dream.
if you do MLK in a Boston, you're just doing JFK.
That's true. It's really
So,
true.
pretty much the same. Kind of the same guy, honestly. Both had three
Might
letter
as well.
names.
Might
Both
as well just be the
MLK. They're
same
both
guy.
assassinated. Both Harvard guys or something. Whatever the fuck. Whatever they got going on over there in
Just do
Boston.
not care whatsoever.
What I do care about is saying goodbye, everybody. God bless you and Mazel Tov.